You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC broadcast from Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. I'm Skylar James.
And I'm Abby Boatwright.
Your host of Sky's the Limit, the weekly radio show where every week we bring you a different genre, a different theme, depending on the time of year and the weather. And ladies and gentlemen and others and all, and we've hit third spring. Third winter. Congratulations, everyone.
I was going to say, this week in particular, at least here in Toronto, has been insane. Like,
yeah. The, like, 15-degree day, and then the next day immediately dumped on with snow.
Yeah, I've been actually, like, dog-sitting / house-sitting this week, so I don't have all my stuff. So I, but, like, near my house, so I've been going back and forth. And I, like, wore my running shoes, and then it snowed and was cold. So I brought my snow boots back, and then it was the day that it was 15. Yeah. So then I brought my running shoes back, and then now it's snowing, and so I actually just can't win.
Well, I was in Guelph on the weekend, and I drove through that crazy, crazy snowstorm that hit the GTA on Friday. Right, yeah. I was in Markham in the morning, and then ended up driving the back way to Guelph in that snowstorm because the highway was closed. So then there was so much snow everywhere that I had gone in Ontario. The GTA all the way over to Guelph. Drove back Sunday. Genuinely, it was like a hard line through Odessa on Sunday. It was like everywhere has snow. Odessa and onward, grass.
That's crazy.
And now yeah. Kingston has snow because we got hit the other day. But yeah, welcome to third winter, which means that after this, we reach real spring. So the theme for today is a hopeful folkful springtime. We're playing some folk rock here for y'all. I don't know, this time where it's like the third winter has reached, we can now look forward to real spring, is when I like listen to a lot of hopeful folk rock music. And there is also a lot of great folk inspired rock that has come out recently, and so there's just so much good new stuff to play. So we're going to play a lot of new tracks today as well. And we're going to start off with a new track that probably everyone was hoping that I was going to play today. From his upcoming album, The Great Divide, Noah Kahn here, Porch Light.
I would ask you how you've been. It's all over the internet, but Abby knew that after all. Looking for an autopsy or a half apology, then I think you picked the wrong time to make this call. It is not irrelevant that you stop taking your medicine, but I'm giving you the benefit cause it's raining now. I'll tell you how the weather is, and you'll slip into some eloquently rambling mixed message, and I should shut you down. But it's cold, and it's cold, and it's cold, and it's cold, and it's cold. I don't know, I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm alone. I hope you tell me that you're finding down, that you lost the taste to face the crowd, that whatever made you famous made you sick. But you can only do it pain or lies, it ain't up to you to make it out, and there ain't no shame in calling this thing quits. But you don't, and you don't, but you don't, and you don't, and you don't. You're a ghost, you're a ghost, you're a ghost, and you're sit up here and wait for you to tell people it ain't me you are, but I guess you're my fault. You're a ghost, you're a ghost, you're a ghost, you're a ghost, you're a ghost. And I choke, and I choke, and I choke, and I choke on the...
mountain goats there. Mobile by the Mountain Goats. You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. That might be, here's a Skylar hot take, my favorite Mountain Goats song.
Oh,
whoa.
There you go.
That's controversial. People listening just gasped. Yeah, I listened to a lot of the Mountain Goats this time of the spring. And I think that this time in the spring is very Noah Kahan for me as well, but mostly because Noah Kahan is like April to me because we saw him in April.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's very like associated that way.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think Noah Kahan just writes a lot of good songs too for like transition periods.
Yes.
Like I think that obviously so why it fits in the fall, but then also like the spring because everything's transitioning like weather wise, but also I feel like a lot of people have emotional transitions in those times of year.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah. I always say that like mid March to mid April is sort of a what am I doing with my life time of year. I'm feeling it.
Yeah. Oh, I think, I don't know, maybe personally at like this age and stuff, my thought is, you know, things start to get either really crazy or start to slow down like towards the end of December. But then I think the optimism of like December and January hits because it's like, okay, new year, new me, you know, that whole thing. And then you get into January and suddenly it's February and you're like, okay, it's fine. Like getting in these new routines. And then it gets to March and April and then maybe you've achieved them and you're good. Or maybe you've achieved them and you don't like them. Or maybe you've changed not at all. And now you're suddenly like, oh man. So it's just another year.
Yeah.
Another year in, you know, to put a bunch of idioms together, another year in the bucket. Like,
lol, me. Who else up putting another year in their bucket?
But I think that's just being in your 20s. And then I think in my 30s, I'll say, I think that's just being in your 30s. I think that's just being in your 60s.
Maybe that's just being human. Who knows?
Well, what's the phrase to censor it on there? Life's a be and then you die, or life's a be and you keep on living.
Yeah, I think that's the
phrase. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. You're welcome to the CTRC for censoring that.
Yeah.
Life's anytime. A bee and then you die.
Or life's a bee and you keep on living.
There you go. I'll try to get my headspace into the second one.
Hopeful, folkful springtime.
Hopeful, folkful springtime. Exactly. We're not being that hopeful. Speaking of being depressed and then pivoting to being hopeful, Sufjan Stevens released an album in 2023. Yeah, 2023, titled Javelin. And he had gone through some like awful, awful things. He himself had like this crazy illness. His partner died of cancer. It was like super, super crazy. And Sufjan was sort of, you know, he's sort of like Mitski, where he's known for making the sad music. Yeah. But in 2023, he released an album called Javelin. And I had always been aware of Sufjan, but I'd never been like a Sufjan fan. Javelin is really what got me into him. It is like a very hopeful sounding album, even though some of the songs are about some of the saddest things you can imagine. But he keeps a hopeful light through it. I'm getting somewhere with this story. So Javelin has become my like springtime album. And whenever I go on like a hike in the spring, like early May, April, I will listen to Javelin. I was on a hike last spring listening to Javelin and I had that diva off with that coyote.
Yeah.
If we remember that.
I do.
And so I wanted to play something from Javelin, but nothing fit. And then I was listening to other Sufjan Stevens just because, and I stumbled upon this song, and we, at basically this time last year, made a music video to this song. So I wanted to play it in honor of our music video that we made randomly one morning.
I can't believe that was a year ago.
I know.
That's crazy.
So Sufjan Stevens here, Decatur, I can't pronounce it, Decatur, or round of applause for your stepmother.
Our stepmom, we did everything to hate her. She took us down to the edge of Decatur. We saw the lion and the kangaroo take her down to the river where they caught a wild alligator. of the operator. Civil War skeletons in their graves. They came up clapping in the spirit of the aviator. Smell of the grain. We go riding on the abolition grain train. Stephen A. Douglas was a great debater, but Abraham Lincoln was the great emancipator. Chickenmobile with your rooster tail. I had my fill and I know how bad it feels. Stay awake and watch for the data. No small caterpillar, go congratulator.
Foxes there, waiting in waist-high water. And you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. That is from the Fleet Foxes album, Shore. which was released 2021, 2022. I know it was a springtime in COVID that it was released. And I only know that because I listened to it in the springtime during COVID. And then it formed itself into one of my springtime folk albums. And so I needed to play a track from there. That's the intro track from Shore. And so I don't think I've ever actually played it on the show before.
Oh, cool. It's interesting how all these, like, I find typically fall artists have a lot of spring albums, too.
Yeah, and I mean, the Fleet Foxes, for me, have never been a fall artist for me. They've always been, like, past January, winter, and springtime, and early summer for me. Especially the song that goes into. So, like, the outro is a bit weird because it's supposed to, like, go directly into the next song. So it goes into Sunblind, and then the song after that on this album, Can I Believe You? Those are, like, super springtime, summery songs for me. But I also think it's because people mostly listen to Fleet Foxes' older stuff.
Right, yeah.
Which I think would give more fall. Yeah, I don't know. So a couple older-ish tracks there for you. And now we're going to get into some new stuff. This is from an artist that I played his first or second single he ever released a few years ago on my folk show. And now he's gotten pretty big. He's pretty big in the social media scene. You've probably seen him strumming a guitar somewhere on TikTok or Instagram. You've probably seen him.
Probably. I don't know, but I will go look this person up.
There you go. Anyways, he's just released an album, and it is lovely. If you like this song, go check it out. This is my favorite song from the album, from his new album, Bloodline. Monrovia here, Heavy Foot.
Do you hear the sound of a bell? Did you wish your family well? Times ain't the same in the neighborhood. Got the parents all going through hell. 'Cause the guns keep flying off the shelf. Thank you.
Dakota by Cella there, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. That's a new song from artist Cella off of his album, Well I Mean, and the artist name is Cella, as in that's Brian Cella's new solo project, Brian Cella from the Front Bottoms. That's his new album. It just came out on March 13th. I've been loving it. I love the album cover. It's a fantastic shade of yellow. That might be the best shade of yellow. Abby's laughing at me. Why are you laughing at me?
It's a good shade of yellow.
It's a good shade of yellow. We had bright green.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say it reminds me of the yellow on the Illinois album.
What? Oh, on the font?
Yeah.
We had Brat Summer with the green. What was the color of last summer? Nothing. Boring. This year we're gonna have a yellow Cella summer. Cella yellow is so in. I want to, because we have time, I want to play the beginning of the beginning track because I think it's very funny. And I'm really obsessed with it. So this is how the album starts.
Where's Brian? Brian! Everybody say Brian really loud. 1, 2, 3.
Brian!
Where's Brian? Brian! Yeah, I don't know. I like when artists have fun like that with the beginnings of their albums. I think it's fun how the album starts with, "Where's Brian?" Brian! I don't know. But it's only 25 minutes long.
I don't know.
Abby's laughing at me. The album's only 25 minutes long. I really love it. If you like that song, go check it out. I think the third single released from it was that opening song that I just played, American Shark. So that's on like a bunch of like Apple Music and Spotify, like new and alternative playlists right now. But I'm different, and so my favorite song is the one I just played, South Dakota. And then, yeah, the song before that, Heavy Foot by Monrovia. Were you vibing to it?
Mm-hmm, I was.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I like it, but that song and South Dakota, they just have and it's Cherry's dinner time, they just have a hopeful vibe to it that I wanted to bring to this playlist. And the Monrovia is a very, like, a lot of his songs are just like love first, you know. Mm-hmm. They're about like love, but like not like necessarily romantic love. Honestly, I actually haven't really paid attention. I don't think he really has any songs about romantic love, but more about like community and people coming together. And what better way to come together than to resist against the government, especially in these times? So there's some hopeful resistance protest music for you.
There you go.
I don't know. Perfect. I feel like a lot of protest folk goes the angry route, especially mm-hmm. now. And it's completely justified.
Yeah.
But the like...
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
Hopeful protest folk. Because folk should be like what country should be. And like, I don't know, protesty and stuff. I hear you clicking away.
Sorry, I'm looking at music now. Sorry, I got distracted by the computer. I'm going to be honest. I got distracted because I was looking at folk. And then, you know how Apple Music has those I Miss playlists?
Yeah.
Like the I Miss Britpop and I Miss Emo?
Yeah.
I guess they updated them because now there's one. I'm only talking about this because it does pertain to our show. There's one called I Miss Can Rock. And it's like... The Tragically Hip, Our Lady Peace, Bare Naked Ladies.
What do you mean you miss it? Can Rock is well and alive.
Yeah. So that's apparently, that's what I'm saying. It's being included in these like genres that have died because all of the, like, I Miss playlists I find are all things that, like, they're usually niche sub-genres that have kind of ended.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Apple Music is clearly not Canada down.
No, they said rock from Canada is over.
The wilderness
broke up.
I was just going to say that. Did Can Rock die when the wilderness broke up? Kingston baddies, weigh in. I saw this video yesterday that was, oh my God, I forgot his name, but it was like the old, it was one of the old like MTV, like Much Music, not MTV, Much Music presenters. And he was talking to someone and he was like, if you had to add a new Canadian heritage moment, what would you add? And it was the final broadcast of the Tragically Hip, like at the Leon Center, the K-Rock Center, Slush Puppy
Place. The Slush Puppy Place.
Whatever you want to call it. But because apparently that was the second most watched broadcast in Canadian history ever.
Wow. That's really cool, actually. I didn't
Coming
know that.
Coming straight out of Kingston. Cherry's dinner time. Yeah. And, like, I mean, there were watch parties everywhere. Like, it... If I had to add a Canadian heritage moment, I agree with whoever said this, where that concert.
Well, they're on this playlist, I think, like five different times for like different songs. So, you know, it makes sense how significant it was in this era in particular and then continued.
I understand the playlist, though, because like globally, Canadian rock is not nearly as big as it once was. Like Canadian pop, yes, right? Like we have the Tate McRae's, we have the Carly Rae Jepsen's, we have the Justin Bieber's, we have Drake, whatever. But Canadian...
Well, and then you have like the people who are trying to continue the alt rock, which I was going to add, that like aren't as famous as someone like Justin Bieber, but you have like Mother Mother and people like that who are trying to keep... But I think that that's what this what they're calling can rock is what I would call like alt rock. Like they have the Matthew Good Band in here, 5440, like a lot of these things I forgot about, Crash Test Dummies, Our Lady Peace is on here a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. So I would say that, yeah, that kind of thing has ended. It's kind of like we talk about with the sort of like Canadian female based like easy listening pop too of the 90s that was so big, like when Sarah McLachlan and Celine Dion and Chantal Kravyatsik and all those people were like huge, like globally huge. And that also kind of has died down a bit. Shania Twain, I know that's country, but I would put her in there too. And that kind of like it is an interesting to think that these are becoming like older eras now, even though they're before our time, but they're like just before our time. Basement Apartment by Sarah Harmer's on here.
What a great track, that song. I do agree with that playlist, but Canadian rock is not dead. If you go to your local venues, support your local venues and your local
Very
bands.
True.
I mean, I've found so much great music. Every time I train a new person over the last few weeks, as a peek behind the curtain, we've had like random volunteers sitting here like consistently with me. And they're like, how do you find Canadian music? And I'm like, go to shows. Yep. Like RIP The Mansion and RIP Blue Martini, because I found a lot of artists through those venues. The Mansion.
And like look at who opens for Canadian artists who are on tour, because usually it's other Canadian artists. And that kind of stuff too.
Yeah, RIP The Mansion.
Maybe like that's how we found people like Bentneck and stuff, because they were opening for other people that
they
we
opened
were watching.
For the Wilderness at the bowling alley. we're going, I promise, to get into some Canadian thematically. They just all fit very at the end, all in a row. We have one more non-Canadian song, and for that I apologize. After this whole spiel, Big Thief here, Cattails.
Riley.
Claire Boudreau there with Get Walkin', and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM, playing some hopeful folk spring tunes for y'all today to hopefully scare away third winter. That's the oldest track that I have played on the show tonight. That's from Claire Boudreau's album Snow Angel that came out in 2012. Claire Boudreau is from Nova Scotia, Canadian artist. She's got one album out, and she is my friend True's aunt. So shout out to True, shout out to Claire, shout out to Get Walkin'. What a fun track.
It was a fun track.
I like when you hear songs like that sometimes, like there's a lot of folky songs. The Sarah Harmer's first album with the album she did with Jason Uhringer has a lot of tracks that have that like beat to it. And I always want to like walk to those songs like a spunky cartoon character. Like a cartoon character that's got places to be and a little spunk in his step. You know exactly what I mean. Yeah. But we've reached the Canadian ending of the show. There's been so much great Canadian folk rock released recently. So I'm going to play my favorite three tracks released recently in a row just because they fit. Canadians are a little bit angrier. So I put all the rocky stuff at the end from a fantastic album that has been released recently. Cat Clyde's album, Mud, Blood, Bone. I've been waiting for a new Cat Clyde album for a while, and she has delivered. Highly suggest you check out the full album. But one of my favorite tracks from it thus far, this is Where Is My Love?
Been gone so long. Been gone so long, my love is gone, gone so long.
Seasons come, season knows just how and when.
clever hopes there. Keep on going. You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. That is a new single there from Clever Hopes, although it's not the newest single that they have put out recently. He released one just last week called Long Way Round, but that one was a bit too slow for this show. So I put in Keep on Going. I love it. I love that song.
Yeah, I think that's another good walky pep in the step, snap along song.
Exactly. And that's how we're trying to scare away Third Winter on this show, with those types of songs. Just make you want to jam out. I just said to Abby, it's kind of funny. I feel a little funny sometimes when I play Clever Hopes on the radio, because Clever Hopes is kind of just one guy, Andrew Shaver. And he does a radio show out of Nova Scotia, and we syndicate it here on CFRC. Mm-hmm. You can listen to it on CFRC. But it's just funny because I'm like, hey, you are played on the same radio station that I play you on. And I have played them from the very beginning, too. Ever since they released their first album, I have been playing Clever Hopes on the station. And also, Drew used to have a show on CFRC, too. So, anyways, I love to play them because CFRC alumni, as well as currently has a show syndicated.
That's really cool.
Yeah. That brings us to the end of the night tonight here on Sky's the Limit. We'll be back next week with some more limits. I don't know what to say. You have any final thoughts? Limit. Final words?
Hopefully it's actual real spring next week.
Hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
I'm crossing my fingers and I'm crossing my toes. We're going to end with our final last new Canadian song of the night. This is from his new album, Best of Our Possible Lives. Boy Golden here, Meadow Sweet.
South on my vacation, I spoke your name out loud on more than one occasion, singing, ooh, Valentine, you've been on my mind. I keep a meadow full of all of my relations, their petals bloom and fall and turn like constellations. Like you, Valentine, you've been on my mind. I keep the backseat full of books and conversation. I fill the gas tank up and call you from the station. Darling, if I'm honest, it's
yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Hi! Follow the Yellow Brick Road each week on Sundays from 8 to 9 p.m., and I've got a show for you. Tune in to get your weekly fix of British music, culture, and lots of fun. I'll see you there. Ta-ra!
In my Mersey paradise.
Winter in Kingston can be unpredictable, but a little preparation can help keep your home safe and your utilities running smoothly. If you live in a house, be mindful of where you shovel snow. Keep fire hydrants visible so emergency crews can access them quickly. Avoid piling snow against gas meters or outdoor vents, as blocked vents can lead to dangerous carbon monoxide buildup. Be prepared for power outages. Keep flashlights and batteries handy, charge your devices in advance, and never use propane stoves, barbecues, or generators indoors. They can produce deadly carbon monoxide. And remember, our crews work in all kinds of weather to keep your utilities running. Help keep them safe by slowing down near work zones and giving them space to do their job. For more winter safety tips, visit utilitieskingston.com. Stay safe and stay prepared.
Welsh music. It's not just about harps and male voice choirs. Wales has a thriving contemporary music scene, and you can check it out here on CFRC. I'm Ed Reed. And every Monday evening at 8, also streaming online via cfrc.ca, you can listen to the best rock, pop, and traditional music on Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music, here on CFRC 101.9. Enjoy!
Did you know about Canadian guidelines for standard alcoholic beverages? The standard drink contains 17.05 millimeters of pure alcohol. That's the equivalent of one 12-ounce bottle of 5% beer, one 12-ounce bottle of 5% cider, one 5-ounce glass of 12%.